This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden will mark the largest seaborne invasion in history Thursday's 80th anniversary of D-Day in France as Western alliances face threats at home and abroad, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will visit Normandy amid the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II, with allies trying to turn the tide of Russia's war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will hail men who put country first and will warn against isolationism.
If we bow to dictators, fail to stand up to them, they keep going.
80 years after D-Day,
we see dictators once again attempting to challenge the order, attempting to march in Europe.
The president's looking to show steadfast support for European security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. His remarks on Wednesday came after he warned Germany the use of its weapons by Ukraine to strike targets inside Russia would mark a dangerous step. Germany joined the United States recently in authorizing Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons they are supplying. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico said he could possibly return to work this month in a video posted on Facebook on Wednesday, marking his first public comment since a May 15th assassination attempt. In the video, Fico called his attacker an activist of opposition parties, saying there was no reason to believe it was the shooting. It was a lone lunatic, he called him. He added he felt no hatred toward the attacker and said it was time for